This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. So that's actually a great segue into one of the next pain points, which is game prep ahead of time. And I think this is going to be a really great conversation because, Jason, I know your prep style and my prep style are on complete opposite ends of the spectrum. And Cameron, I have no idea where you stand on how you prep your games. And so, like, what do you guys do when you're trying to prepare for the upcoming story for your campaign? And how long do you allot for that? Do you schedule it for yourself? So, like, just like kind of what's your routine with prepping for your games?
Well, Jason has no input on this because I've seen his notes before and that man's mind is wicked. I don't know how the heck he remembers everything he does.
You've seen the, like, half of a scribbled post-it note as his notes?
Hey, they're Word documents, thank you very much.
It'll be like a sentence with maybe a couple bullet points, and then it'll be like, you know, an hour-long dialogue or, you know, hour-long situation that he remembers.
I don't know how he does
head.
It.
Just like, yeah, that's what I got from that little tiny word.
It's just mnemonic. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
I would say the one thing that if I could recommend anything is make your notes accessible. Make them quick. Make them organized to a point where, like, if you need to remember the NPC's name or whatever, have your stuff organized in a manner that you can quickly pull it up.
Right. Yeah. How do you go about getting that stuff together, though? Like, just thinking about what you'll need. I mean, even right now I'm running through Curse of Strahd with my group, and it's hard because it's basically sandbox. And since I didn't create the world, I'm like, I don't know what chapter I need to read next. Are they going to go here? Are they going to go here? What are they going to do that could ripple effect to somewhere else? And so I think, like, that premeditated, like, how do you decide what's important to prepare?
So this is actually advice from Anthony. I don't remember exactly what context he put it in, but submerge yourself in the moment. Put yourself like, okay, where did your last session leave off? If you just left off where you know there's a big battle that's about to happen there, feed into that, you know, dive into those emotions, those situations, or say they're in a war-ravaged town, you know, put things in there that they might see as they're walking through the streets, you know, like, not to be morbid, but, you know, like a line of dead bodies, people on the street just dead.
Like the ambience, basically.
Yeah, and you'll be amazed at, like, what your players will pick up on and, like, what they'll do. And sometimes you'll have a situation prepared and they won't bite into it, but sometimes they will, and it'll be magical. And then next thing you know, you had something this big in your notes prepared, and that takes you 2 hours of the night.
Right. Yeah, so, Jason, would you like to shed light on your prepping style now that we've alluded to it slightly?
Yeah, so first you get a big ball of red string and a corkboard.
You go, folks.
No, so what he's referring to is basically I take very minimal notes. Most of my notes are proper names, like people and places, and then, like, maybe a one-sentence, like mission statement of the adventure. And then the rest of it, I just have it in my head. I know what I want to do, and I know what's going on other places. And a lot of it is, like, to, you know, Cameron mentioned some cryptic scrawlings, but it'll be just like a single word or phrase that triggers something in my brain that is much, much bigger. So it's all these mnemonic things. And it might be just like, oh, this character's voice sounds like Zoidberg, and so I'll just write Zoidberg, you know, or this situation is like in Hardy Boys issue number 37 in that book when they go to the Old West, like, you know, and so it's just kind of a way to index the stuff that's in my head, and that works for me. But that hits on Cameron's point of make it accessible. So whatever it is you do, because I'm very, like, general thinker, and so I just kind of, like, flow with the stuff. And Casey, I know that you're very specific and detailed planner, but just don't do planning that is going to bog you down. So if you're general, don't try to be specific. You'll get lost in your notes. If you're specific, don't try to do general, or you'll feel unprepared and just kind of crazy. and you'll have an anxiety going into the game. And don't be like clever and like try to be vague when you need some really hardcore like details, and you've kind of shot yourself in the foot. So just find the rhythm that works for you, whether that's World Anvil or that's, you know, writing yourself notes in a Word document or your phone, or leaving yourself little audio messages or whatever it is. A flow chart, I've seen that before too. Because then you know that if this doesn't happen, then you can bounce to these two other options. I think you can see some of that thinking in both Against the Giants, I think, or Storm King's Thunder, and also in Waterdeep. There's a literal flow chart based on when the adventure begins and what happens that you follow to do that official campaign. So it really is about accessibility and what works for the person.
Yeah, I know for me, I actually prefer not to use pre-written modules.
Yeah.
Because when I homebrew something, I feel like I don't have to worry too much about game prep, because it's kind of like I know the world so intimately because I created it. So right. It's not the same as a pre-written module where, you know, you can't possibly, unless you're, you know, Albert Einstein or something, mm-hmm. you can't remember everything that is in that module, in that world, how it all interconnects. And so there's going to be that, I think for me, that causes anxiety. And so right. I'm doing Strahd on purpose, because like I'm leaning into my fears and like challenging myself to try to learn that process and kind of grow and develop with that area. But I like homebrew specifically for that reason, is I don't feel like I have to do as much game prep.
Right, because you can't be wrong because you made it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, unless you're super hyper analytical like I am, in which case you can tell yourself that, yes, you were wrong, which is just a whole nother story. But
yeah, totally. So like I know, like Cameron, you're going through, or you were going through Neverwinter, right?
We did Storm King's Thunder, but we're doing Icewind Dale right now.
Icewind Dale. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Icewind Dale. So how is that for you doing prepared material versus like homebrew stuff? Like what's your speed?
So, yeah, and I was actually going to say, Cass, this is something I'd implore you to do. So what really helps me with the prepared material, I love the modules because it kind of gives you like a framework. It kind of gives you like, for me, it gives me the footwork of things that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So I can have like a big, broad picture. So what I would implore you to do is next time, like you're on a module, even with Curse of Strahd, is get the general idea of it. You know, don't study the book, but get the general idea of the campaign, then make things your own. And then what you'll do is the further you go along, so like, you know, the very beginning, get a good idea of the first couple chapters, and then make it your own. And then, you know, maybe read the next couple chapters. And what you're going to find is like these plot hooks that were your own, your own homebrew things, are indefinitely going to tie in somewhere in the module. So then, you know, what you can do is like, okay, this Captain the Guard, that's supposed to be a really prominent figure in chapter 5. Holy cow, Captain Argulath, that I just had them introduce and they've really made a connection with, maybe I can make that her. And then so you can kind of take your own creation and then kind of plug it into
kind of do like an overlay, yeah.
Exactly. That's what really helps me, you know, especially something like Storm King, so it's a huge module.
Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.